Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Poway, Vermont. This audio blog is part two to Is Cross-Processing or X-Pro Dead? A subtitle to this post could be Process Does Matter. For many years now, I've been working in what I refer to as a hybrid art form, that is blending analog and digital technologies. The first body of work that really stands out to me is my Through the Glass Darkly series, which you can see here on the Fidgetal Revolution. There was a show, there was a book, the show here in Vermont, a show in Paris. The works are part of Polaroid's permanent collection. You know, it was the first body of work to me that had this perfect blend of analog and digital and spoke to the emotional qualities that I really wanted in a work. And the process by creating those works is very important. They were scans from Polaroid positives made from Holga cameras. Now, while it may have been possible to digitally replicate, this is some years back, it would have been a little more difficult then, but while I could have potentially digitally replicated the look and feel that I was getting, it was important to me that I was using this Polaroid process as a creative springboard for the entire process. And I sort of stuck with that idea, the idea of using the analog as a springboard for the digital, the idea of taking joy in photographic imperfection, in using that imperfection, that imperfect nature of the toy cameras or the Polaroid or whatever I was using to sort of push my work to a further place. And this continued from the Through the Glass Darkly series, through my Haiku series, the Sakura portfolios, through my encaustic works, the encaustical Kliklos. All of these were a hybrid mix of Polaroid materials, whether they were color and black and white, rare and handmade papers, encaustic process. But as you can see, process was important in all this. While I could have maybe digitally simulated some of it, I didn't. It was important to use this sort of, once again, blend of analog and digital technologies. Fade in, fade out to where we are right now with the conversation of, is cross-processing or X-Pro dead? In my first post, I illustrated that it is possible to, simulate the look near perfectly of a cross-processed image digitally. I mean, it really is frightening just how good it is. Since making that post, which I made yesterday, it took me almost a week to actually make that post. I shot many, many, many rolls comparing, traditional C41 to cross-process, and really sort of hemmed and hawed with how I felt about the idea of it being digitally simulated. And I threw it out there as it was. And as I mentioned in the post itself, as well as in one of the comments, I'm still sort of going back and forth with, does digitally simulating X-Pro really fit sort of my artistic style and sort of the way that I've been working now for these many years. And I guess sort of my feeling at the end of the day is that process does matter. I mean, it's really important. And I think that I'm going to probably end up working in the way of still doing the cross-process input, but not shying away from bringing additional qualities out of that cross-process input in the computer, doing it in Photoshop. Basically, using the best of both worlds. When you scan a cross-processed a piece of film, what's interesting is that it does give you a unique color palette to start with. And that unique color palette, once again, is this amazing creative springboard. It is true that I could shoot color negative material and bring it into software, like I mentioned, like Alien Skin 2, and create that unique color palette. But because my work has been based on process for so long, I've decided that having that initial creative springboard is very important to the way that I see, to the way that I work. So where I've sort of decided to settle upon, I just shot a couple more rolls and had a chance to look at them since making this previous post, where I've decided to sort of settle on is taking basically the best of both worlds. And that is to say, I am going to still shoot a good majority of my film with the cross process. And I am going to allow, when I scan those up, to have that cross processed file be that Creative Springboard that I've used now for many years. But at the same time, I'm not going to shy away from the second part of that equation, and that is the digital part. I'm not going to shy away from increasing or decreasing color and saturation and selected colors and shifting hues within portions of a scene, because the fact of the matter is those are wonderful resources and wonderful tools that Photoshop does provide. So basically, I want my cake and I want to eat it too. I want both sides of the equation, much as I have wanted both sides of the equation now for many years. So I guess my part two answer to is cross-processing or X-Pro dead, I guess I'm going to say it's not dead. I'm just going to think about it differently. These are just my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. Have a great day.